In today's gospel, Christ promises that those who feed on him, who is the living bread come down from heaven, will live forever. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Over the years, one of the cartoon strips that I always enjoyed the most was The Smith Family. Some of you probably remember that cartoon. It tells basically about a family, mother, dad, two or three little children. And I always found it very entertaining because it depicts real family situations or real life in a rather humorous way. For example, in one of the little episodes, one of the little boys named Jeffy is saying his night prayers. And you see him kneeling at the edge of the bed, hands folded, and this is what he prays. Oh God, we're still having broccoli an awful lot. And my dad is still calling a lot of timeouts. And the school is still open. And Rebecca did tell my mother that I'm the one that cut her hair with the scissors. In the final panel, you see him looking up and saying, Do you think you need a hearing aid? Now, Jeffy wasn't too happy with God's response to his prayers. And I think sometimes maybe we feel the same way. We pray and God doesn't seem to answer us in the way we would want or answer us at all. But here's the interesting thing about Jeffy's prayers, maybe ours too. When you look at what he's praying for today, what is it he's asking for? Things that he thinks he wants for himself. Things that he thinks are good for him or be good for his life. In other words, he's making prayers of petition. He's asking God for things all the time, asking God for what he wants. And I wonder if you and I look at our own prayer, if that's true of you and me too. More often than not when we pray, we're praying asking God for something, for ourselves or for somebody else. Oh God, please help me find a better job. Oh God, please help Aunt Sophie as she faces her chemotherapy. Oh God, please bless my son or my daughter that they might get out of their trouble. Whatever. We make those prayers of petition. That's what our prayer is basically, asking God for something. Now, those prayers of petition are good. We're taught that we should make prayers of petition to God. Remember in the Our Father, Jesus teaches us to pray, give us today our daily bread. That means everything we need. Give us all we need, Lord. When we make prayers of petition, we're acknowledging that all good things come from God, and we're asking him to give us the good things we need. So prayers of petition are good. But is that all we do when we pray? Ask God for the things we want or need. Along comes St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians today. And what does he say to us there? He says, give thanks and praise to God at all times for everything. See, St. Paul doesn't say to us, when you pray, ask God for the things you want or need. He says, when you pray, give thanks and praise to God at all times for everything. In other words, your prayer should first of all be praise and thanksgiving. Before you start asking God for all the things you, legitimate as they might be, all the things you need or want, praise him and thank him first. In fact, doesn't that what Jesus himself teaches us in the Our Father? What does he say to us? What's the first thing we're supposed to pray for? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Praise you, God. May you be blessed. May you be glorified. Hallowed be your name. That's the first thing Christ tells us to pray. Then, later on, ask for the things you want and need. But first of all, praise and thank God. You know, who of us have not had the experience with a little child? Somebody brings them a gift, and might be a toy or might be a piece of candy or something. They get so overwhelmed by that gift. What's the thing they want to do? They want to go off and play with it. They want to eat it. And what does mommy or daddy have to say to them? Now remember, John, what do you say? Remember, Alice, what do you say? Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you. But they get so caught up in the gift, they forget to say thank you easily. Are you and I like that when it comes to God? God's children, are you and I like that when it comes to him? We forget to say thank you enough? That's what we're encouraged to do today, to remember that prayer and praise, first of all, should be thanks. You know, we're taught, you remember this, all of you more mature people here, remember in catechism, in your catechism, you were taught there were four purposes of prayer. Four purposes of prayer. Remember what they were? Who'd like to volunteer the answer? Four purposes of prayer. Yeah, but you don't count. I mean, you count, but you don't count for this, you know. Well, I'm telling you now, unless somebody can come up with the four purposes of prayer, we're staying here until somebody comes up with them. Now, four purposes of prayer. Adoration, thanksgiving, penance, and petition. Adoration first, thanksgiving, penance, asking forgiveness, and then asking for what we need. But I wonder whether you and I forget the adoration and the thanksgiving too often. We rush right into, oh God, please do this for me, please do this for somebody else. We forget the praise and the thanksgiving. That's what we're supposed to be focusing on today, according to St. Paul. So I've got a suggestion for you. And I know you're all going to take it to heart. You're going to start doing it tonight without fail. I know that you're going to do that, right? I'll say yes. Okay, good. Yeah. Before you go to bed, before you crawl between the sheets, sit on the edge of the bed and think about today. Think about the best things that happened to you today. And thank God for them. For example, oh God, thank you for so-and-so who really helped me today in doing what I needed to do. Well, thank you today for so-and-so who really showed they loved me today. Or thank you for getting me through that difficult situation. Or if you're on vacation, thank you, Lord, for the beautiful beach. Thank you for the mountains. Sit on the edge of your bed and specifically think about the concrete things that day that were God's gift to you. And hopefully every day we can say, and thank you especially for Christ, who you sent into the world to bring me your love, to bring me your forgiveness, to bring me salvation. Thank you, Lord, for him. Do that every night for 1 minute. Praise and thanksgiving first, and then asking for what we think we need. Let me conclude with a little story about this man at work, working in an office, and one day he dropped a pencil. Did you ever notice, by the way, when you drop a pencil or a pen, it never falls right down at your feet. It always bounces away someplace where it's very hard to get. You know, you just keep, you got to crawl under the desk or whatever. But anyway, the pencil bounces down and he got to go under his desk to get it. So he's down there for what seems like a kind of a long time. When he comes up with the pencil, one of the other people in the office says to him, "What were you doing down there for so long?" He said, "Well, I know it's going to sound a little crazy, but I was down there thanking God." "Down there thanking God? Why would you thank God when you drop a pencil?" He said, "Well, first of all, I thank God for gravity. Because I said, you know, if we didn't have gravity, that pencil would have flown away and I never could have gotten it back again. And I thank God for graphite. Because if we didn't have graphite, how could you write with it, without it? And I thank God for wood. Because how could you make a pencil if you didn't have wood? And finally, I thank God for whoever came up with erasers. Because they allowed me to erase my mistakes." That's what I was doing down there. His workmate said to him, "You know, you really are a weirdo. You know." "Well, maybe. Maybe. But here's a thought. The next time you're standing at your kitchen sink, you're loaded with dirty dishes, and you can't even face the fact of having to load them into the dishwasher. That just the fact of loading them into the dishwasher seems to be too much. Thank God for the food that dirtied the plates. Thank God for the food that dirtied the plates." May God bless you.